Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me. This is In The Loop. I am your host, Asterisk, and we have a lot of things to talk about. First thing I'm going to say is if you have not seen the show Power, and you are a Power watcher, you probably don't want to listen to this because I do want to talk about what happened on Power. Guys, I want to talk about the BET Hip Hop Awards, a few other celebrity things going on, some movies that they kind of want to be made or up and coming. also, I got like some of this drama with Evelyn Lozada from Basketball Wives. Like to talk about that. So let's just get right on into it. The BET Hip Hop Awards aired last Tuesday, I believe. And it was pretty good. It was like, it made me, you know, it reminded me of like the Source Awards. Like back in the day. I'm not sure if many of you remember. Hopefully some of you do. But they used to have like the Source Magazine and the Source Awards. And that's what the BET... That's what the BET Awards has kind of made me think of in that sense. Lil' Kim got like an Icon Award, and which was really, really, really nice because she does not have any BET Awards, I don't think, at all. And so that was pretty cool. The Comedy Cypher was the best cypher to me. Jess Hilarious, Afion Crockett, Lil Duval, these guys from, can't think of their names, but they're like from 76 South Show. And I don't know, the cypher was really, really good. So I hope you guys checked out the BET Awards. If not, you probably can find clips on the internet of some stuff. Meg Thee Stallion performed. I think she did a really good job. Even Sweetie performed. And Quavo was all hype. So it was just so kind of, it was cute to kind of watch, you know, watch them. So, up next. Power, you guys. It is getting real. Okay? On Power. Because main characters are dying. Like, they left this last episode so suspenseful. So, Lakeisha died. She was killed by Tasha. She was trying to leave, I guess, because she signed some papers stating that she would have to testify against, like, anybody in the case of Tommy. So, it was real. Her and Tasha kind of tussled over a gun because she said, "What's in your bag?" And then so she ran over to her bag and they got to tussling for the gun. And Lakeisha was the one that was shot. And then Tasha just shot her in the fucking head like crazy. And this episode was really a lot about Tommy. It's just outstanding to me how great that show is. And then Tasha is training Tariq on how to like clean money and re-up and have people working for you. It's pretty crazy. So yeah, that's it for my Power spoiler. I hope I ain't spoiled too much. Hope you still check the show out. Very, very, very good show. Next up, I got Pusha T, Music Got Leaked. And he had came onto Twitter to say that he really didn't care that his music was leaked or anything like that. So that was kind of weird, you know, because like if your music gets leaked, like you kind of want to, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's crazy to me. Next up, JT from the City Girls is free. So this comes in really good timing because of Young Miami about to have the baby. So I think it's a good segue into Young Miami, you know, is able to, you know, get back from maternity leave and get back on track. Because, I mean, hope these girls still are still going to do it. Like, I'm really, really excited for them. I'm really excited to see what they got coming up. Next, DMX checks into rehab and he cancels his shows. So, I think his publicist or somebody put out a statement basically saying that, he had to check into rehab, and thank you to all the fans that understand, and sorry for the shows that have been canceled. Ugh. Guys, I don't even like saying this guy's name. Tekashi 6ix9ine has landed a record deal. I did not even care to see who actually just gave him a deal. But, yeah, he just got a record deal. Crazy, right? Besides that, a gang member, supposedly, allegedly, world murder, he was just sentenced. He was the latest one sentenced in a Tekashi case. And they gave him 90 months. Now, he got attacked in prison. So, they had to reduce his sentence to 66 months. They said he was stabbed 9 times. He has, like, a severed liver. I mean, this is really getting out of hand. This is really getting crazy. I pray for the best that, you know, we're able to figure these things out. And stop all this gang stuff. Because it's just not going to end well. It's not ending well for any of them. Next up, Kim K. Kim K is working on a few things. She is working on a movie about her robbery in Paris. Now, if this woman ain't more full of herself, I don't know who is. I mean, she probably got approached. And if she got approached, then that's a bag. I really totally understand. But if she thought about this shit herself and was like, oh, I should make a movie about it. No, baby girl. No. No. Fuck wrong with you? Crazy. So, I'm trying to drink my Jameson as quietly as possible. It's like burning my throat. Oh my God. They want to do a Matrix 4, which they just cast like this. I think he's like an African actor. And I mean, it's really amazing. But at the same time, it's like, dude, like, why don't y'all just leave that shit in the past? Like, the hell is wrong with y'all? Next up, the Fresh Prince wants to do a spinoff of his show, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. New Jack City wants to do a reboot. Well, they want to do a reboot of New Jack City. And Wesley Snipes says some things should just be left alone. And I totally agree. Like, do not try to remake that. Like, I can understand they did, like, a sequel or prequel, something like that. But it's, like, no, not. I mean, what are you going to make a sequel of anyways after, Wesley Snipes died? So, Shelly Ann Fraser runs a 10.8 in the 100 meter dash or 100 meter race. I think she is American, runs for America. I think so. I have not even checked because I was so intrigued by her running. I just had to like hurry up and jot that down. So guys, Evelyn. I've never seen Evelyn so scared in my fucking life. Evelyn from Basketball Wives, Evelyn Lozada. She is, to me, is terrified of OG, and it's pretty fucking hilarious. I'm gonna be honest. It's pretty hilarious to watch her be so, I don't know like how to say it, but it's just kind of crazy to see her be so, wanting to do a restraining order don't want her on the set at the Basketball Wives reunion because they scared of her. I mean, she plays football, so I mean, I could totally understand why. Next up, Nipsey Hussle has a book coming out, guys, in 2020. I forgot about what it's called. I did not get to jot that down. Such a poor reporter I am. But sorry, I just wanted to let you guys know. Maybe I'll get more into detail next week, so maybe I can see more about what it's going to be about. I think it's a biography. And they say, like, the marathon still continues. Guys, Michael Blackson and Tokyo Toni have shows coming up on Zeus. Now, this is not an ad. I do not know. I do not advertise. But Zeus is getting good. Like, the Black China show. I wanted to get Zeus because of the Black China show. But I was like, I'm not about to get Zeus just to see one show. So then, Michael Blackson has this show where he's talking to people. And he's kind of like being like a therapist kind of per se. It is hilarious. Fucking hilarious. I seen a clip of it. I was dying. And then Tokyo Toni show is going to be about her finding love. And she's talking about it is a, I forgot what she kind of said, kind of like a hot girl fall. So Travis Scott was on a show at the Rolling Loud tour and he got injured. We don't know exactly what happened, but it's footage of him being stuck on stage. Like, he's in the corner, he's kneeling on one knee, and he's kind of literally stuck, and like someone has to come lift him up and take him out. Like, he was performing, but he was just like stuck. And then after his performance was over, he couldn't get off the stage. It's not funny, but I hope he didn't like tear his ACL or anything crazy like that. Guys, Erica and Safari are having a baby girl. Yes, they are. Congratulations to them. I know it's going to be so excited. I think their baby's going to be gorgeous. And I know Erica's excited because she already has a son. Safari's excited because he has no kids. So that's pretty much it. And then Diddy was spotted with a new woman. Not Lori Harvey, another woman. Then the internet then dug up everything about this woman. I didn't even go into detail, like, to even read that shit. I just seen, like, they was, like, digging through her Instagram and just like, posting a few pics of her and stuff like that. But, yeah, her and Diddy was out. What I think is funny is that 50 Cent was, he has a little chick, too, right? And he was, like, doing mwah, 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 saying that on her page. And he, like, somebody, a fan, hit him, like, nigga, didn't you just go out with your, when didn't you just take your baby mama to Paris? And they dug up the pictures of him and Daphne in fucking Paris. Dude, the shit can't get no more funnier than this. So, this battle rapper thing is coming back because, of course, they did at the BET Awards. And now, like, Cassidy, I think, had lost. And I'm not going to say he got booed, but I don't think the crowd was really feeling him in Philly. He went against Arsenal and he lost. Yes, he lost that battle. That's crazy. I just had to throw that in there because I did want to talk about the rapper Bunk had kind of changed his image, changed, like, he wears his glasses now, he has his hair kind of tied up, like, he's more preppy looking, but he still got tattoos all over his damn face. That's why I understand why these people be tattooing their damn face. That ain't some shit I want to look at every day. Like, I it's just not me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go into a wonderful work week. I will make another show later on this week to talk about some other crazy shit that has went down. I hope you guys enjoyed my show. My voice is coming back, yes. So I will do a lot more. But you guys have a great work week. Very productive. You know, get on your grind. Succeed at all of your goals and everything that you have going. So I'd like to thank you again for listening. This is your girl Asterisk, and this is In The Loop. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.